And coming up in early April is the next show at the Main Street Gallery on Main Street. And it is called Through My Eyes, a landscape photography exhibit by Jeremy Berry. And Jeremy joins me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for being here. And I'm guessing you're from Ketchikan?
No, actually, I'm... I live here now.
Okay.
Originally from Seattle, though.
Okay.
My wife has lived here her whole life. Came here originally about 3 years ago to visit my cousin. At the time my wife was in Seattle going to the Art Institute, and then we both ended up moving back down there to finish school, and came back last December when we found out she was pregnant and wanted to have the baby here, and so now we both live here again.
Okay, and you have a photography exhibit. Would people be familiar with your work? Is it shown around town at all?
Right now, currently have stuff at Starboard Frames and Gifts. I don't have anything anywhere else, but I've been there for about 3 years. I've been doing stuff at Anna's. We've done some openings and stuff there, and, you know, I've been pretty well-versed in the photography community, and my wife is part of the Arts Council, so... You know, some of my stuff has been out. It's not the first time I've displayed anything.
Okay, and have you, you mentioned that you went did you yourself go to the Arts Institute as well?
I did. I went for photography.
Okay, and what was that experience like?
My wife really enjoyed it. She went for graphic designs. You know, me, I kind of did it for different reasons when my mom had passed away. You know, so I had started online, and, you know, it's good, but, you know, the fact of the matter is it's expensive, and it's a private school, and, you know, they really try to put people through there that I don't really think know what they want to do quite yet, and in a school like that where you can't really transfer anything, it's, you know, you got to know that this is what I'm going to do 100%, and you got to also know that, especially in the photography world, you have to be able to do it on your own. I mean, there's very few jobs, and, you know, even in like a city like Seattle, when you're pushing out a lot of kids each year, the opportunities aren't, you know, really there like people think they are. You have to really be a go-getter and do a lot of stuff and, you know, be able to network. And as far as landscape photography, I didn't, you know, that's what I started out with, but I kind of went more into sports portraits and fashion and beauty and more commercialized photography when I was in school, because, you know, there's more there. A lot of people, it's really hard to sell like landscape photography in a bigger city where, you know, nowadays anybody thinks, hey, I can grab a camera, I could take that photo. And so
you were, I guess, is photography your career, or you're supplementing it with something else? How is photography for you as a career?
Well, that was the goal. And then we came back when my wife got pregnant. We actually both work at SignPro. So I am doing something creative, but, you know, I do more sign stuff. And then, yeah, now I just kind of, now that we've had the baby, she's almost 10 months old. I mean, it's more of a, I do it, but it's, you know, not my only means of living anymore. It's the stuff I wanted to do in Seattle is just kind of hard to do here. So I kind of focus more on the landscapes and stuff and, you know, just, yeah, do it more for fun now again.
And is there there's a lot of people have different techniques, different styles. Is there anything in particular about what you do that makes it a little different?
I just try to take my inspiration from like some of the older, like Ansel Adams and stuff. And part of my speech on the 11th is going to be more about that. My presentation is called Taking a Photo Versus Making a Photo. In the digital age, I've done some shows and people are always like, oh, is it this done in Photoshop or oh, this? I don't, you know, I'm not really like an HDR person or any of that. I kind of tend to use like a lot of filters on the camera, try to capture what I see and then, you know, bring some of the beautiful colors and stuff that you see like here in Southeast Alaska, for instance. I mean, one of my favorite photos that I took here, it was the first time I was here. My cousin lived in the North End, and I went down to Knutson, and just one side, one time during sunset, it was just like perfectly blue on the left side and fire red on the right side, and they just mended together, and, you know, and you try to bring that out. So I wouldn't say I have like a specific style. I just try to bring what I see out, and, you know.
You mentioned Ansel Adams. Do you do black and white as well?
A little bit. I only have one black and white piece in the show, but I do some. But I think the misconception about Ansel Adams is that, you know, people just say, oh, that's a beautiful photo, it's black and white, because he did it so long ago. I mean, he used to carry 8x10s you know, around, and those things aren't you know, light duty. And I think people just don't question it because he used a darkroom and stuff. But really, Ansel Adams is one of the first persons to do HDR photography, because he would shoot normal. He would shoot with the blue filter and he'd shoot with the red filter. Then he was also one of the first persons to do dodge and burning. So I think just a lot of those things that people don't know about because it was so long ago, as to where now someone just like, oh, you did it on Photoshop. Oh, so it's, you know, you kind of draw that line of, where is it still art? And another person who does it, who's current and uses 8x10, is Rodney Lau Jr. And he has me and my wife went down to San Francisco, and that was last year, and he just has an amazing display of landscape photographies that you would just never question his process. But he still uses all the digital stuff. So not much black and white, but, you know, I try to draw inspiration in general from a lot of those guys, from studying them through school and through my love of landscapes. And
okay, and you mentioned HDR. What does that stand for?
High dynamic range. So in today's world, basically you would take an underexposed shot, a regular exposed shot, and an overexposed shot, and then you would bring them together and they would bring out more of the color ranges. And you know, obviously when Ansel Adams was doing it, it was just the black and white ranges. So
okay. You mentioned this is a show that features landscapes. Are these all from Southeast Alaska, or is it from various places?
Yeah, mostly from Ketchikan, but I have some stuff from Sitka and Juneau. I wanted to get to a few other places, but, you know, having a new baby and not getting much time to get out, you know, during summer, and it's our busiest season, so it's kind of hard to fly, but and just go do photos. So, you know, mostly here in Ketchikan over the last year. And, you know, I got some from like Sitka, Juneau, and a few other places. So, yeah, mainly Southeast.
And are there, I guess, what would people expect? Are there size ranges, small photos, large photos, a mix of things?
Yeah, I'm not doing anything smaller than 12x18s. You know, I love to print, so I'm not trying to cram it as many photos and to a show as possible. I'm trying to do a wide range and different prints, but my smallest size is probably 12x18. And I think probably the biggest is like a, you know, 20x40 or a little bit bigger. Nothing like super huge that would be hard for someone to put in their house, but, you know, nothing like an 8x10 either.
And nowadays everything is digital, correct? Or do you have some that are old time film or some other?
No, I don't personally. I mean, I would like to, but, you know, having a dark room and stuff, you pretty much would have to have like your own house, your own. And it gets harder and harder to find like the stuff you need to do those type of shots. So yeah, it's all digital, on my camera.
And you do your own printing?
Yeah, right now I'm using a company in town, but yeah, I do. They've been letting me do it all myself. I had my own printer, and it's been giving me trouble. So it's kind of hard just to send it down south. It's a pretty decent size. It's so
okay. And again, this show is opening, I believe it's April 4th.
April 3rd,
Friday, April 3rd. And anything else that you wanted to add?
No, just thanks for having me on, and I hopefully I'll see some people out. And then also April 11th at 3 p.m. I'll be doing the speech on. I'll kind of go over some stuff we just talked about and just kind of show some people how I would tackle editing photos or trying to make a photo, you know, how you see it in your vision.
Okay. All right. So, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jeremy Berry, again, his photo exhibit opens on April 3rd, Through My Eyes, a Landscape Photography Exhibit. And that will be at the Main Street Gallery, 330 Main Street. It's 36 minutes after 8.